This is Weed.
And this is Whack with Wowdy Gardens. We are an organic gardening show focusing on ways of doing it yourself to save money in the garden.
Right. And today we're going to talk about a member of the gourd family that's not necessarily always grown for eating.
That's right, but it's very useful. It's the loofah gourd.
Right.
And it's a very interesting plant. I grew it once in my garden, and I say that after I grew it that one time, I knew I didn't have to grow it again for many years because I got myself lots of gourds, and in turn, there are lots of loofah sponges.
Right. We have one in our shower, and I always thought it was from a sponge from the sea, a sea sponge.
Right. It's very similar
to... Some diver had gone down and chopped it up and brought it up.
Right. It's much better that it comes from a vegetable that you can grow in your yard, and it's much more renewable that way, and we're not destroying the oceans.
I know how they work as an exfoliant on the skin, but how well do they work in the kitchen? I've never used mine in the kitchen.
Well, let's don't get ahead of ourselves here. We want to talk about how we want to grow this thing and when we harvest it and so forth. So it's kind of just like a zucchini or any type of squash. You grow it just like a squash. Gourds are just like squashes, but you can't eat them, but they are decorative.
Right.
This one is very useful because the innards of the thing is a sponge. And like Weed said earlier, it kind of looks like a sea sponge. So the best thing to do is to grow these things in full sun, and I would say a very sturdy trellis. The trellis I had that time, the things got so heavy, they pushed the trellis over. I learned my lesson. But a strong trellis would do it, and then let them do their thing, and let the fruit completely mature on the vine before you pick it. And the best way to tell if the fruit is mature is to grab the thing and shake it, and if you can hear the seeds rattle inside the thing, then it's ready to be harvested.
How much work is it to get to the inner sponge part?
Well,
once you cut
the thing off, and you need to take a knife and slice into the skin and peel away that skin, it's fairly hard, just like a winter squash.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you can get in there and peel away that skin, and then loosen up that sponge. The seeds will shake out. You save your seeds, put them in a paper bag, and let them dry in someplace cool
next year
and dark, and you can plant them the next year.
Although it sounds as if one plant was enough to last you quite a while.
Certainly.
But they do make nice gifts, I'd imagine.
Yeah, so what we did was we ended up making our own soap. And in this process, we got some liquids, and we poured them into molds, and we added some different flowers like lilac and lavender, and we sliced a piece of loofah and put it in each bar, and then so when the bars solidified, they were clear, you could see the flowers in there, and you could see the loofah, and I gave one each to my clients when I was landscaping as a holiday gift, and it's kind of a nice American craft,
I'd say,
to make soap, and as you're washing yourself there with it, the loofah eventually exposes and helps to scrub.
Yeah.
But you know, in this case, we slice the loofahs about, I'd say, 3/4 inch thick, and submerge them in the soap dish for each mold.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen, and had put a full loofah in the shower, and then when you take a shower, you scrub yourself with it, have used it next to the sink, washing dishes. You know, basically, it is a renewable resource, a vegetable that you can grow in place of using synthetic materials to scrub yourself in your,
yes,
in your plates and pots and pans.
And it will work well on, I've never used mine in the kitchen. It works.
Well, it depends on how good of a chef you are.
Burn something.
How bad you burn something, for sure.
Right. I gotta do that.
So, folks, have you grown loofahs? Let us know.
I haven't, but hopefully you'll grow some for me.
Well, we can do it. Yeah, we could certainly do it in our community garden spot.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great.
And then we'll have plenty of sponges to pass around.
And maybe it's deer resistant. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't think deer eat these.
Oh, good.
Although you did look up and said that they were edible in when they're young. But
right.
We don't know that, folks, so we're not going to recommend you eat them.
It sounds as if it's part of the Indian cuisine. Some dishes are made with this, but I didn't read much further in it.
Yeah, it's not something that we're going to throw on the grill here in America.
Yeah.
So
oh, who knows? Harvest. If you what I read, it does have to be harvested young to eat. Mm-hmm. And I do prefer to harvest all of my squash and zucchini. I think it tastes better on the younger side myself, and definitely my zucchini when it gets hard.
Uh-huh, for sure. So, yeah, and the chambonzino as well.
But it's primarily, we're recommending using it as
as a utility.
Yep.
Well, okay, folks.
Have a good one.
So goodbye from Weed and Whack. Join us next week. We'll be back.